Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for football season.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
On Moneyline.
The show is hot.
With your hosts, Donnie Wrightside.
13-10 because you can't move the football. And all of a sudden, like, well, hold on. How about if we put athletes on offense and spread it out? Oh, look at that. Track meets in the SEC now.
And Kevin Walsh.
I mean, Donnie, man, 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions is on the board for this guy. Who else is doing that? Who else is nobody? Nobody's doing that.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Rocking and rolling here Thursday afternoon. It is Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin. Thursday night football takes center stage. Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings. A lot of fun stuff to talk about, which includes where this line is actually going to end up. Where do you think it's going to end up? And also, there's a lot of good prop bets to bet tonight. I got a couple wagers placed. I know Kevin probably has the same. And away we go on Thursday night football.
Go Birds, baby. Birds are in action.
Yeah. Off the bat. Can I ask you something? Because you track this stuff better than I do.
Yeah.
Do you have what the opening number of this game was here spread-wise for Eagles-Vikings?
Opening number, let me just get it here, on FanDuel was -7, -115 Eagles, total 48 flat.
Because you know how they hang, like, during Sunday night football, Donnie, right? Like, they'll have open the week two lines.
Correct.
I could have sworn I saw the Eagles at 8.5. But I don't want to, like, that's obviously misinformation if no one else
had
that.
It could be, though. Like, the only, since we do the FanDuel show in the morning, I have my one list only to show me the FanDuel open versus the FanDuel line. So that's how I can reference it. But I'm pretty sure other books had different opening numbers, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but I was even, sometimes I wonder, Donnie, if those numbers don't, does this make any sense? Like, they don't register as much? Like, they pop them so quickly, like, the limits are probably lower anyway.
Oh, but, sure.
Like, the Eagles definitely at some point were above a touchdown favorite in this football game.
Oh, they probably were at other outlets. Of course they were. Of course they were. Because also, if you said, hey, man, the Eagles opened up 16-0, extended it to 32-7. Yeah, this number would look completely different at this point here. But that's where we sit. And FanDuel's got 48.5 as a total. I got 49.5 at DraftKings, 49.5 at BetMGM.
Wow.
Points bet. And Bet365 have moved to 50 here. And I completely agree with that. Yeah, I agree with it.
Whew.
Like, I don't think you have a perfect night for football. Temperatures in the mid-60s, no rain, light wind. Two teams that should be able to get after, including the Philadelphia. Let's forget about the Philadelphia Eagles. Or not forget, I should say. You could say whatever you want. Well, they didn't do this. I mean, circumstantial. They won the football game. That's all that matters. Eagles are an elite offense. They're at home with perfect conditions and a completely healthy offense outside of Kenneth Gainwell, which, again, probably the one guy of your starting lineup, if he could get hurt, that you don't really miss all that much, it would be him. And also, Kirk Cousins on that other side. It's nice conditions tonight. He's got a lot of weapons and an Eagles secondary and linebacking core that's banged up.
Yeah, so the thing for me, though, is the Darrisaw injury, Donnie. There's no been the left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. There's been no official word on if he plays tonight or not. I'm worried about Minnesota, though, with this pass rush. Right, like, I think we're going to see the Vikings have to run the ball a little more tonight. And I don't want to say I don't know what we're going to get out of Philly, but think about last year. And I'm not saying this is going to be a carbon copy, but last year's game, I think, might have been 24-7 at half. I don't think the Eagles scored in the second half of that Thursday night game. Now, again, not everything's going to be the same. I think the Eagles should be a little motivated tonight with how their game against the New England Patriots played out. Look to prove something, certainly. But as that number grows higher and higher, I got to be honest, I'm tempted by the under. Like, at some point, Donnie, there's a sell high point there. Like, again, you know, you're 48 and a half. Like, that's different. 50 is a big number.
Yeah, no, it moves up, but I do agree. But also, from your point of, I don't think the game plan is going to be for the Vikings to throw the football. I think Kirk Cousins dropping back close to 40 times in this game is their only legitimate chance to win. I don't think you're going to be able to wake the Eagles up, because that's coming from a perspective where I think they move the football up and down the field, which means Kirk Cousins does have weapons to try to counter that in the wide receiving game and also tight ends. I don't think it's a slowdown game for the Vikings. I really don't. It'll be interesting to see how they do come out, and let's just say the Eagles get the ball first and go three and out, and the booze probably already rained down, which is ridiculous, but that's what we do here in Philadelphia. I just see both of these teams getting after it here. There's a couple prop bets that I bet, which I think are interesting as well. Just again, we'll have some fun talking about this in the hour. It's both teams to score a touchdown in either half, which means Eagles one in the first half, one in the second half, and Minnesota do the same thing. It's plus 100. It's not all that far off. And I also really like the Eagles team total first half, 13.5. I think they scored two touchdowns in the first half. So I do think it's some good way out here we can get down on.
That was the recipe last year, right, for the Eagles, that first half. So that number's definitely, that's a nice number there. Like, if we're going to get to it right away, well, here's a number you'll agree with that I'm betting. We can kind of take our time here. I'm betting Hurts over the longest completion, 37.5. It's one of those, Donnie, where, like, the passing prop tonight at a lot of books is 250.5. He didn't get over that number last year without completing a 40-plus yard pass. There's going to be deep shots available against this Minnesota secondary here, and he would have cashed this last week, by the way. I'm sure you saw the play where AJ just kind of bobbled the ball a little bit on a would-be 50-yard completion. They're going to take deep shots tonight.
It was a completion, by the way. The whole 5-10 years ago, no, it wasn't. But they changed some of the rules. And for the fact that, like, you watch the play, he clearly caught it. And I love the fact that on the telecast, Tony Romo and Jim Nance go, well, I mean, if there's no instant replay, nobody even is questioning this as a catch or not. The ball is going to move. Possession is not, hey, look, it's super glued to my hand the minute it touched it. Like, that's not the case. I thought it was a catch, but there's a legitimate chance they would overturn it, you know, break it down frame by frame. Oh, look, the ball comes loose, but it never comes loose. He always had possession of football, so it's a good point that you bring up on that, where he would have had it. Some match total specials here on this game from Bet365. Combined passing yards in the game, Kevin, 552.5. Which, you see what I mean? Like, you're listening to that number, it's like, oh, okay, average of 250 apiece plus. So basically, it's like 275 for each one of the quarterbacks in this game. Touchdown passes, 3.5. Like, I just see, again, I just see both of these offenses moving tonight. I do.
I get it. But this is stuff that we've talked about before, too, Donnie, right? Now, look, the number matters, but let's just use that top number of a 50. Offenses can move, and you can still find yourself underneath this number, right? You
know, this year Kirk Cousins would have all three of his interceptions in the red zone, I think it was, something ridiculous. Yeah.
But I even mean, like, you know, 27-23 is a push, right? And that's a high-scoring football game, right? And I know I'm being exact on the number, but I haven't bet the total, I'll be honest, and it's fine. Like, you and I can disagree. I've been leaning towards the under throughout the day. The number could get to a point, if it keeps climbing, that I have to bet the under. We have to talk a little bit about the Eagles' backfield, though, and what, because I know you already have a bet in.
Yes.
I do, too, on the same player, but I'm going a different direction, because it's a it's really interesting. Like, Rashad Penny has props out. He wasn't even active last week.
Yes, and he will be involved. But again, week three, I mean, you want to get down to business next week. I can't wait for that, because the confidence meter for DRS skyrockets. We're like, okay, I know what I'm talking about now. But it's good that you bring up the backfield of Philadelphia Eagles and the way it could go. And also what Nick Sirianni said in his postgame presser in that New England Patriots game. It's Vikings, it's Eagles tonight. A lot to get to. It's Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. It is a Moneyline edition on a Thursday afternoon right here on the grid. I love it. Yeah, we're popping.
We are stepping our game up.
Yeah, this hour is a popping hour, as we all know now. If you guys want to get involved, I do believe JP said the phone lines are open today, which they weren't yesterday. 844-843-6879. Get in, get involved, have some fun. You got plays, you want to talk to me and K-Dub, certainly let that happen. By the way, K-Dub, really quick point yesterday. So you know me. I'm fanatical about my setups, right? And the one thing that I do have with some people, it's stupid, Donnie. Well, I have all these nice microphones, and you only need one of them. Well, yesterday, I did sort of a stupid thing. As I was logging in before I was going to call into the show, where JP would pick up and we get popping, it's about maybe, let's just say, 6 or 7 minutes before the top of the hour. I see the button, and it says Windows, and says, okay, you got an update coming. So I go, okay, cool. This isn't the computer I use. I click it. No, it is the computer I use. So to put a long story short, by the time that update was done, we were like, it's 20 minutes into the show. But I switched over to my other setup and was able to do the show, but I didn't have a computer in front of me. It's like looking at my phone, like just trying to get like scrambling topics from what my notes would be or like, you know, the odds board and stuff that. So I got a laugh out of that to myself because and the second part is like JP's like, okay, that's fine. And I called it on the other line like a minute ago. I was like, man, JP's like, I was going through all like these notes trying to get the odds. Like, oh my goodness. And the reason it is, I forgot that you weren't there yesterday. So I was like, you know what? Kevin could open the show. But thank goodness. And I was like thinking by myself, going like, well, let me just get over to my other line just to be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And otherwise, JP would have been going until like, you know, 17 minutes after the hour by himself, which I would have gotten a kick out of that. But I'm sure we probably would have got some phone calls on what's actually happening here on the air.
Yeah. Which, again like, where's the first phone call go, right? Like, where is this kid, man? Where is
JP's
kid?
On the air and trying to pick up the phone. Like, what's going on over here at the same time?
That is where like the phone line hits. Like, hey, where is everyone? To JP, like they can have that conversation on air. Like, getting the full explanation.
Yeah, so I thought you would like that one, where it's almost like saying, like, it's no big deal. I got this other one. And maybe if I miss a minute or two, Kevin's there. And I actually didn't even know until I picked up and talked to JP when he goes, like, I was going to do it myself. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, Kevin's not even here. Like, thank goodness. I was just actually being proactive for once there to try to make it happen. All right, let's get back to the game today. 6.5 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Some outlets, Kevin, do have this number at 6. Points bet and bet 365. Wow. Totals, we said, on the rise. At FanDuel, still 48.5. There is a 50 out there now at bet 365. Points bet had a 50, now down to 49.5 once again. But we were bringing up the running back backfield here. Now I do have, and I'm going to log into my FanDuel account, I am big tonight on Swift. And that's DeAndre Swift of the Philadelphia Eagles. When I heard last week at the postgame press conference, Nick Sirianni goes, look, I know one thing. DeAndre Swift's not getting 2 carries again or 2 touches in a football game. So, okay, it's going to be interesting. You got Gainwell, you got Swift, you can bring Penny up, and also you have Boston Scott. But then when I saw during the week, like, hey, there's a really good chance that Gainwell will not play, I just figured he steps right into that 1A. Now, I'm not saying that's 31 carries, right? But I think he's going to get first right of refusal on getting those goal line carries and also carrying the football. Because the bet I did make here, let me scroll down to let you guys know exactly what it is. It was a one of the $50, it was a maximum of $50. It wasn't a profit boost, but it was a, what's the other one? A no sweat parlay. So if you lose, you get the $50 back here. So I actually went with DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown, DeAndre Swift over 33.5 rushing yards, and then I threw in Jalen Hurts over 1.5 touchdown passes. It's a 5-1 parlay bet, but really, I like Swift here. I just threw Jalen Hurts in there. I'm really liking Swift tonight.
So I am on Swift's receiving prop at 14.5. So I kind of went through this a little bit here, Donnie. So last week, DeAndre Swift's props were 43.5 rushing yards and 15.5 receiving yards. Obviously, as you said, like he got no carries. So they drop his rushing total down 10 yards, which is incredible, right? Gainwell's out, and they drop his rushing number 10 yards. Well, that's because all of a sudden Rashad Penny is getting a 30-yard prop because they're like, look, we have no idea what's going on here. Yeah. But I feel confident in the receiving game. Last week, Swift only had two targets, but Gainwell had four. With Gainwell out, DeAndre Swift should be in for a five-target night, and that's why they didn't touch that receiving number. If you like, I've always been, I think you're the same, Donnie. I hate betting over catches. Because, like, look, if I think you're going to catch the ball three times, you're going over the damn yards, bro, right? So that's just what fits my eye frame. But you want to bet receptions? Cool. I'm betting over the yards. Maybe I'll also bet receptions.
Yeah, no, and I agree, because you're trying to put two and two together by removing, like, Kenneth Gainwell. And it's not like, hey, Rashard Penny's got seven targets out there. Like, that's probably not going to happen here. Most of those probably would go to DeAndre Swift in that instance. Also, I'll tell you what I did do. 50% profit boost. I thought a little bit outside the box here, because typically what do you like to do? Hey, Donnie, just go DeAndre Swift, plus 150, plus 160, juice that up 50%, and you get like a nice 3-to-1 ticket here. But I actually went the opposite direction. I took a wager on a same-game parlay at minus 213 and got it down to minus 143. Because I'm looking to, I like to say, like, cheat the system wagers. Like, granted, they don't always win. Guys get injured. I mean, my goodness. I heard somebody had a prop bet. On whatever book it was Aaron Rodgers over half of a
pass. Yeah. I think it was like,
you know what I mean? One of the podcasts had that, and I got a laugh at it. I was like, geez, man, you got four plays and no passing yards here, which is kind of ridiculous. So I went with two tight ends in this game. I took TJ Hockenson, 25 or more yards. Dallas Goedert, 25 or more yards, minus 143. So it's $100. It pays out plus, or excuse me, pays out 170. So it's not a big boom plus, but I look at that going like, how did, now granted, I understand, but I'm just asking the question again. How does that lose?
I hate you. Know what I mean? Yeah. I know. Listen, it makes sense. Hockenson's certainly a guy people are looking to grab tonight. You know, Goddard hardly used last week. If we know the Eagles, like, all right, let's make sure we get him a couple looks as well. Can I ask you something along the same lines, though, of just kind of, you know, take a minus number, but as you said, how does it lose? You ever bet the DraftKings, like, up seven, win your bet thing? Like, if your team gets up seven, you cash the money line.
Exactly, 7-0 Eagles is on deal. Yes,
okay.
It's over.
So it's a max $50 bet. So if you bet that for tonight, your $50 would win you, like, $20 on the Eagles money line. But also, like, if the Eagles get up 7-0, you automatically win your bet. And I do think the Eagles will win tonight's game, even if I think it could maybe stay within inside the number, whatever it might be. Yep. Is that worth it to you at all, or do you just leave that alone?
Now, you know what's funny, and I apologize. The listener's probably listening in right now. Somebody sent me that last week and said, okay, I'm going to use that same prop bet. What should I take? And my figure was, and his was as well, just take the plus money and see how it works out. And whoever the plus money was actually scored the first touchdown of the game
and
cashed it out right away. Was that what it was? The Lions won?
Had to be.
It probably was. It probably was the Lions game there, yes. So that's what the thought process was behind it. They got it. Boom. You're in and out. But I hear what you say. But also, it's not like who scores the first touchdown. Like, my thought process on the game, the way it plays out, is you look at the Eagles at 6.5, and I'm confident that the Eagles are going to win. And by the way, I think, what is Jalen Hurts' number? 17 or 18 of the last 19 regular season starts? Yeah, he's got one loss. So, you know what I mean? The Eagles are pretty, are good hands. But I don't look at it as the Eagles are hanging on like they did against the New England Patriots, where they have to make a stop to win the football game. I look at it one of those, Kevin, where it's like, okay, Eagles, I'm just using a number, 34-23, 2:20 on the clock, Kirk Cousins has the ball in his own 20-yard line. You're going like, oh, you're like, well, I know how this turns out. Score in 2 minutes, nobody cares, touchdown, but they get the backdoor cover. That's the way I look at it. So the reason I'm bringing it up is if you're taking a look at that 7 points, yeah, they could be down 3-0, 6-3, 7-0, but it's a good chance the Eagles are going to be up 7 points at some point in that game to cash that ticket.
Yeah. No, look, I tend to agree. And again, like, the insurance, Donnie, is, well, they just won the game. Right? Like, but again, like, the like betting $50 on Minnesota, you know, maybe it would be like 50 to win 100, and they just get 7-0, like, boom, you're through the door. Like, it's a very interesting thing. I've literally never bet it before. And I almost bet it today, and I then closed it out. It's a very little interesting boost they put up there on DK.
Yeah, and I was talking to the people yesterday, Kevin, trying to map out on Bet365 the milestones. You can do a milestone for a lot of things: receptions, reception yards, rushing yards, longest pass, touchdown, as a way to use a new form of round robins. They're really intriguing. I'm going to have some fun this weekend. We got a long way to go. It's Moneyline. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Man, I feel like we could spend the whole hour easy on this game. Used to be doing pregame shows, Kevin, squeezing in 13 games in an hour. That's usually the way to do it, but one game could be enough. But as I said, a couple bets I already have in. Hockenson, 25 yards. Goddard to get 25 yards. But I only recommend it if you have the profit boost, which is why I did it. Mine was a maximum $100 wager, which I used.
Yeah.
So it's a $100 wager, pays back a total of $170. But also, as we were going over, you know, another one, just on the FanDuel Sportsbook, taking a look at there, DeAndre Swift, anytime touchdown score, DeAndre Swift over 33.5 yards. And Jalen Hurts over 1.5 touchdown passes. That's a $50 wager that pays back $303. Now, also, I do have, which I actually forgot for a moment, Bet365. I called it an Aaron Rodgers play. I got $60 back on the wager that I put in. But again, it's a credit. So I bet 60. I don't win that and get, you know, 120 back or whatever paid back. It only pays back like 90 something. But again, it would be more if it was a straight up wager because it was plus 160. I want to say I got as an anytime touchdown market earlier in the week for DeAndre Swift. The reason why I locked that in early too, by the way, I saw the writing on the wall with Kenneth Gainwell, and I said to myself, okay, they've been bouncing around. I'm actually still surprised Swift is up at 155. And the reason is again, as you said, Kevin, we really don't know. Nobody's going to be surprised on the 1 yard line if Rashad Penny gets the carry and pummels it into the end zone. I'm just looking for opportunities, and the key on that too is plays into your wager. It doesn't say DeAndre Swift rushing touchdown plus 155.
Mm-hmm.
It's anytime touchdown. We see it all the time. Hey, down in the red zone, bring a little bit of heat, dump it off in the flat, one guy missed, boom, you're in the end zone.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I haven't touched the touchdown score market in this game. A part of me does just want to bet Jalen, though, right? Like, how many weeks in a row is Jalen not going to get himself into the end zone kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's not like
two rushing touchdowns last year against the Vikings on that primetime game.
Do you remember the clip you made fun of me of? Because I was at the game and I was recording it and I'm just completely irrational. I was screaming walk-in as he got pushed in by a pile of people and you and Brian ripping me during the break. But I was just pumped up, man, because that was my first true Eagle game getting to. I'm hoping to go again this year. I got to talk to you about that, see if I can force you. I feel like I have no chance. But, yeah, no, look, I like the switch.
Saturday, so
are you going to
touch maybe?
Are you going to touch a Rashad Penny prop, though? Like, I go,
no.
And I'm looking through his game logs, and it's like, all right, let me see what he does on his sample sizes. And it's like, 6 carries, 30 yards, 8 carries, you know,
he's
11
going
yards,
to get, he's
20
going
carries,
to get
150
carries.
Yards. You know what I mean?
He's going to get 5 carries. And I'm not saying, he might get more than that. Let's just say 5. Is that enough to get that number? It should be, right? Like, 5.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, he's getting 20, what is his number? 23 and a half? Rushing prop?
29 and a half now.
Oh, 29 and a half. Yeah, so that makes it a little bit different. But he is going to get the football tonight. There's no doubt about it. I just look at it as saying that they went with DeAndre Swift last week over Rashad Penny. Gainwell's out, so I just figure Swift steps into that slot. And also keep in mind, I know this shouldn't come into play. You got Penny relatively cheap, right? All you have to do is pay him. It's like a million, under $1 million, whatever it was. No compensation. DeAndre Swift cost you a fourth round draft pick here. I just figured they're going to get use out of it. And I could be wrong because I always preface this, Kevin. Week one and week two, you're just trying to guess. Next week, Kevin, we're not going to have to guess anything. Like, we're not going to ever say again, like, okay, man, I don't know if they're going to. Swift looks like Penny. Like, no, you're going to know. You're going to know how they feel about these running backs tonight to move forward.
So I agree, but then if Gainwell comes back, I feel like we're like, oh, I don't know again. You know what I mean? Like, we're back to, because here's the other bit of it, DR. Like, what's going on with Boston Scott? Like, does Boston Scott factor in tonight at all? You're right. I think you've got the right idea with a Swift touchdown, because if they have it their way, that's the guy they get into the end zone.
Yes.
But, right?
Correct.
Like, that's the guy that you should look to get into the end zone. So I like where you're at with that. Again, I like the receiving prop. But in terms of the rush attack here, I feel like I'm not betting them, and I want to, but I just, like you said, we don't have enough information. But if you guys like to bet live, like you said, you'll know in the first quarter probably, Donnie, where you want to put your money in terms of the running backs on the rushing props.
Correct. And also, let's check into this here. Minnesota's perspective, right? Okay, yeah. Getting 6.5 points, total's pretty high up. What do we expect out of them? Because if you're looking from a Kirk Cousins perspective, his passing touchdowns today, over 1.5, minus 113. Very doable here. Receiving yards in the game. Here's where I have a tough time with it, and I call this the Steph Curry effect. When you say to yourself, yeah, man, Justin Jefferson is going to have himself a game, you go, cool. 6 catches, 88 yards, and 2 scores. Congratulations. You didn't cash his receiving yards prop. What? 88 yards?
Yeah.
It's 94.5. So you're saying right now that just an average game for Justin Jefferson is going to have to be 100 yards, which I'm not doubting he can easily get. He basically got a buck 50 in the first half of the game last week going up against the Buccaneers. But there's no value on that. Like, I can't take that prop.
No, I can't either. And you got it. So Bradbury's out with the concussion. It was so late in the game, too, which is such a shame.
And it was friendly fire, too. It wasn't even like he just made a tackle. He got drilled by his own guy.
Yeah. You have to imagine that they're going to put Slay on Justin Jefferson as much as they can. And it's not that Darius Slay is going to, you know, take JJ's lunch money, right? It has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. But if you're Cousins, are you forcing the football on Darius Slay? Or are you going to look for your other guys? Now, KJ Osborne and Jordan Addison are the two. I saw a stat, Donnie. In 2 wide receiver sets, Jordan Addison didn't play a single snap last week. Like, I don't know what some of these teams are doing. I know it's week one, so maybe I need to just be patient.
Didn't have a snap on what?
Like, when they ran 2 wide receiver sets, meaning, like, you know
what
I mean?
Like, Osborne?
Yeah, it was KJ Osborne out there.
Okay.
And again, it's like, he's a rookie, in time that can change, but it's like, we know how talented Addison is. He found the end zone last week, but I would think secondary options for Kirk Cousins in the passing game, because, like, the Justin Jefferson number is just so high. How are you screaming value on a number that big? I don't know, like, I can't.
Yeah. No, it's tough. And again, we are playing a guessing game here overall on where things are going to turn out. It's basically like saying, okay, what I saw last week, you try to turn it over to this week. And also, like Devonta Smith, 65.5 yards. A.J. Brown, 75.5 yards. You also see Dallas Goedert, who I love, who's actually at 42.5 to start the week. He's up to 48.5, and I still agree with that. But there's a lot of mouths to feed on that offense. And somebody by default, probably in the Eagles, is just going to be unhappy because Jalen Hurts can't throw 3 every game. Which means then the running backs aren't eating. Mm-hmm. If you hand it to the running backs and you throw another touchdown, but put it this way, you throw a touchdown pass to Devonta Smith, gives him 2 on the year, and A.J. Brown doesn't have one, he might not even show up to meetings on Monday. Like, you know what? It's not what I came here for. But, you know, A.J., we won. It's not what I came here for.
Mm-hmm. He's going to request a trade to the Texans.
He's going to request a trade. 2-0, request a trade, even though he went ballistic last year across the board and even got to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, which is a great catch, by the way. But I'm looking forward to a props side of it here. Even from Minnesota, because I think Hockenson, seems too easy. Like, hey, man, look, the Eagles down at linebacker, new guy coming in. Yeah. Hockenson's the elite. They should pepper him over the middle. And granted, he had 9 targets last week, caught 8 of them. So I do think he's going to be big. But also, if you say, hey, man, he caught 8 passes, what did he go for? 98, 99, 100-plus yards? No, he didn't. It was basically catch down. But again, I only need 25 yards in that, and I think he gets that pretty simply. Mm-hmm. How do you think the game is actually going to play out? Because when I look at it, I think Minnesota does have a fighting chance, but it is Thursday night. We've seen that before. And you could play up the Kirk Cousins in the prime time and all that factors into it. But my angle on this game is I do think if the Eagles' offense gets untracked in this one, they have a really good chance to put 35-plus up. And I think that's going to be hard for, you know, Minnesota to counter that.
Yeah, I think that, again, the issue for me is you're not getting there without Minnesota. You're not. You will not get 35 you know, 14 Philly, right, and sneak over. It's like Minnesota has to participate for this game to get over the number. And I have a couple hesitations that this game is going to be this, like, all-star shootout, even if I think there are some tempting overs on the board. I think, again, like that Eagles first half team total you mentioned really jumped off the page here. A number I'm waiting on, it's just never going to pop. And it's fine. Like, I wanted the game total sack prop. I know FanDuel never hangs it. DraftKings sometimes does.
Let me see here.
You could probably find it somewhere else just to give people an idea of what that number is.
Because yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the max specials here, and it's not popping up across the.
Okay.
Like I got rushing attempts, rushing touchdowns, yards, pass completions, but I don't have the sack numbers. I wonder if that comes up differently.
The Eagles pressured the heck out of Mac Jones, but he's a quick thrower of the football anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So he was only sacked it two times. But Cousins loves a good deep shot, hold on to the ball a little bit more, take a couple more sacks. Is kind of my thought there. And by the way, do you see Jalen Carter? Already moved to the favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
I think it was me and you who were talking about this. Like, he might not get a sack every game, but he's basically going to go viral every game and break the PFF scale, and it's going to be the advanced analytics community who's going to get him that award if he's going to get it.
Like the team, which is the Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl. You're supposed to get, like, the 31st pick in the draft. They end up getting the 10 overall and probably getting the best player overall in the draft. And it's funny because you're right. From a defensive end, he's got to grow into the NFL game. Like, defensive end sometimes you come in just as that super elite athlete you flash. But to be a defensive tackle, to be looking like a mountain in the middle and be as quick as a cat, it almost doesn't make sense. And you see it. Like, Brian Baldinger is great, if anybody follows him. Always on ESPN, popping his head in. He loves to do, like, the trenches, like, type of report. And he'll put some ISOs up there. And it's like, now, hold on now. It was hut, hut, hike. This guy looked like he was, like, Derek Thomas for the Chiefs back in the day, off the ball, swimming by somebody, and in the quarterback's face in a matter of moments. It's pretty amazing that that was your first-round pick and already. And you should have known better, right? First snap in the preseason, rips around, just about gets a sack, and that's like, you know what, we don't even this. Put this guy under wraps for the regular season. And him to flash in game number one like that, it's outrageous.
It's incredible. And again, like, he is at that disadvantage. He didn't have a sack and went from 7-1 to 3-1 in the Defensive Rookie of the Year market.
Yep.
That's how good he was.
By the way, no sacks listed for the Vikings, Kevin, but for the Philadelphia Eagles, 2.5 sacks minus 115 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's delicious.
In that one.
That's
an over. So 30.5 attempts for the Eagles. Rushing yards, 144. A lot of good stuff here. Let's continue the talk. Thursday Night Football, right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. A little Hulk Hogan coming out. Is it Hulk Hogan?
Fire.
Or is it... One of those guys. I mean, whose music is this right now? Can you picture that? And now, coming to the ring, Tukishta!
He is, by the way, he's got a new nickname now that he decided last night. The Omega. The Alpha. The Alpha. I said it wrong.
Oh, wow.
The Alpha.
Whoa.
That's a little gimmick infringement.
At that point here.
That.
Absolutely. What's this guy up to?
Let me talk to you.
I mean, is he wearing thin yet on the crowd yet? Is he running his course? What's going on?
You know what? I feel like I haven't seen him as much lately, so I don't know what's going on.
Nah, Vince upset with
He took a shot at Kevin Nash the other day, though. I saw a thinly veiled shot because I think Nash was ripping him. So
it's a great podcast. What's that podcast called?
Click This, right?
Click That. Yes, that's it. Exactly. I couldn't think of that. By the way, Red Sox fired Chaim Bloom today after four seasons. Good for the Red Sox, man. Absolutely going nowhere at this point. Make a move here. You know who's up next on the table? You know who's up next on that docket to make that move in the AL East, K-Dub? And will they make it? That's the question.
Wow, interesting. So you don't think the Orioles GM's done a nice job? All right.
Or the Rays. Yeah, that guy's terrible
right
down there.
Terrible. He doesn't spend any money.
Out of the box at that point. But anyway, I mean, obviously, spending this entire hour talking a little Thursday Night Football. Good game tonight overall, and also leads us into the weekend. I think the NFL, obviously, usually take center stage. I'm telling you, I'm trying to go over this college football card. Like, we talk about a couple games on the early line, and they keep coming back. But it's not like, because I know, like, once you get into the big game weeks, you could talk about a big game multiple times. Sometimes I keep seeing these games pop up. I'm like, what type of juice do we have? Except, boy, if you're looking at Colorado State. And the funny thing is every week, Colorado's looking for an angle where it's like, okay, everybody doubted us. All right, now we won. Okay, what card are we going to play this week at home? Look at that. Matt Rule's popping off a little bit, which he didn't say much, but you can use that. And now you get Jay Norvell basically like, hey, look, let me get on this interview. Before I even speak, I'm taking my hat off. We're not wearing any sunglasses. Like, my mom taught me that, and shame on the other guy. Now, you know that got right back to Colorado. It's a 23.5 point line. So basically, they got to win the game by 24 points to cover or more. Deion wins this game. He's going to show up at that press conference with, like, one of those, like, you're going to go on vacation, you see those giant sunglasses. Like, he's going to do something so obnoxious that I can't wait for it.
But here's my thing, Donnie. Like, so I understand Deion is, you know, loud and in your face with it. That is objectively rude, what Norvell said. There's no defense. Basically, like, my mom taught me better. Where's this guy's mat? What are you talking about?
Yes.
And commenting on the way he dresses? Preposterous.
The best part about it, too, is but just to double down that point, I'll let you get back to it. It's like, Deion always talks about, like, man, where did you learn your hard work, Deion? My mom worked, like, 30 jobs. Like, we never saw her to keep food on the table.
Right.
And then his comment is basically like, your mom didn't teach you anything, did she?
Jeez. So then when the end result of this game is that the opportunity's there, and Deion puts 60 on this team, Deion's the bad guy?
I know.
But this is, like, Donnie, you look at it, and I know we didn't get there last week or whatever, but the Colorado team totals, because Deion is not only now going to want to, show Norvell what's what. He is doing whatever he can, and I have no problem with this, to get his son in the Heisman conversation.
Yep.
He's not taking him out. They're up 25, and what? Because Caleb Williams eventually is like, listen, we can't keep you out here anymore, Caleb, all right? Like, it is what it is. Shooter Sanders isn't going anywhere in that game, Donnie. Like, what's their team total in that game? Is it in the 40s? Isn't it underneath that?
I don't, you know what, let me check here. So let's go Colorado. And by the way, going over this game, we talked about it today on the early line. And the first comment I brought up was, you know how big Colorado is right now? The FanDuel Sportsbook has a tab. It just says Colorado, and click on it and get right to their games here. And it has Colorado, Colorado State, Colorado, Oregon, and then Colorado and USC. 60.5 total. Let me see. What is their team total here? I love the fact that you get props on everything now. Like, you're getting props on Colorado, Colorado State individually, which is fantastic. They are 41.5 as their team total.
Like, that's, I have to look into a little more Colorado State. You know, I take my time as the week goes along, but it's, if the opportunity is there, they will hang on. And here's the other thing about that. Like, Shadur comes into these games motivated because they're all taking shots at his father. Like, that's what he was like, Shadur was at the press conference. He's like, oh, I don't like the way he's talking about my dad. Like, they're so motivated every single game, right? And it's just like, it's going to stay this way. It really is. Probably not, but are you interested at all in your boys tonight? Miami's playing Bethune-Cookman.
Ah, so wait, Miami's playing tonight? I didn't know that.
Double screen it.
Oh, that's terrible. By the way, if it was somebody else, like a legitimate contender, then I probably would be a little bit upset. But I actually had no idea. Now, I don't even have it on my game board for.
They are playing Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah, why isn't there an odd? There's nothing on the FanDuel Sportsbook for it, though.
No, it has to be. I mean, I saw the line myself on there.
I got it. It's 52.5 as I'm seeing on my marker.
There.
Now, why is that not here? Because I put on games. Though, is there all games I got to go to?
Maybe.
I got Navy Memphis.
Yeah.
As the game.
Does your board not show? Because Bethune-Cookman's FCS, right? Like, does it not show FCS?
No, but I'm looking. Like, the one I pay for, the odd service, has it up there. But I don't see it on FanDuel.
Oh, okay.
You call FanDuel? Like,
I thought for a second you were saying your odd service didn't have it. And if I know you, that's a phone call. Be like, hold on now. I pay you money. You need to have everything right where I need it.
See, you know what's funny about that, too, is because I usually just skim through FanDuel. Like, I'm not even looking at, like, the odds board. Usually I look at more NFL. I never would have known that tonight. You would have said, hey, by the way, what about the Miami game? The same we just said there. What about your boys on boys tonight? Who else is playing tonight?
Now, I probably shouldn't say this, but I got to. You guys didn't mention this morning with college football Stevens? I don't understand.
Neither game. We didn't bring up any of those games. Like, I couldn't even know who he was even playing tonight at that point here. We did talk WNBA, though. So I got a couple shots in at the WNBA. By the way,
did you?
Yeah, real quick. But here was the shot, Kevin. Like, because I don't know when the schedule is, but Ben's, like, setting it up for, like, over the weekend, right? He's like, next game, Sunday, 1 o'clock. I said, wait a second. You're telling me the only slot available was to go up against, and then my comment was, what's next? Like, the Aces play Monday night during the NFL doubleheader? Like, what are we doing here? Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I will tell you, it doesn't fail. Like, JY and I did talk a lot of WNBA on BATR because, obviously, again, there wasn't, you know, we had the time for it. But without fail, like, what every other week, JY would be like, no, I don't know what they're doing with this schedule. Like, there would be actual competition on, and they'd be like, all right, here's all of our teams in action. And then there'd be a nothing. Like, Donnie, they'd go up against the NBA Finals. We're like, what's going on here? So Miami's playing tonight. Bethune-Cookman.
Trying to take it down here. Yeah, you know what? Also, like, I don't get your opinion on this too much, and it's been real calm over the NBA offseason. Dame Lillard, look, we're about to get up in, you know, September 14th. Like, training camp is right around the corner, and we haven't heard much. And by the way, shout out to ESPN. It says GM Bobby breaks down our Damian Lillard trade option. So spelled his name all wrong. Appreciate that.
That's good.
Yeah.
To try to take a shot at him. So
exactly.
I actually, like, obviously, as much as I love basketball, I consider these, like, Donnie basketball topics where it's less about the game to game, and it's more like, all right, Donnie, go ahead, take me in the room and you explain to me why we haven't heard anything now in like 2 months about Damian Lillard going to Miami. Because like, it is as if everyone was like, you know what, football season's on, let's just watch some football and we'll talk in October. Like, everyone's a little bit busy, we're going on vacation, like, leave me alone. Like, what's going on? Like, there's no conversations and it's still hanging over everybody's head.
Exactly. Same thing, like, James Harden, I'll never play there again. Like, yeah, quiet down. Like, we're watching the football begin.
Look, since you opened up the door, can I just quickly, what the hell is Giannis doing? What is he doing?
I think he's just bored. I think he's just bored.
Is that what's, like, no, it's not even basketball season, Giannis. Like, you know, let me just sit down interview and tell everybody how much I want to get out of Milwaukee unless we win the title this year. What is that?
Like, I understand, like, the point of emphasis where you want to hold, like, the organization's feet to the fire.
Right.
You usually can do that behind the scenes because your fans don't want to hear this talk. Like, now, hold on. We love you more than life, and all I keep hearing now is, look, if it ain't here, it's going to be somewhere else, and I have no problem with that, as opposed to saying, like, look, I want us to be the best we can be. I never want to leave Milwaukee, but, you know, it could come to this. You know what? You better get him the players, guys. This comes off as, like, hey, look, man, it doesn't work out. I'm out of here, and nobody can stop me, and everybody will be fine with us. Like, hey, stop this. And out of nowhere, not provoked. Like, let me just bring this up here. Here, I don't care if it's even here. I'll win somewhere else.
And but it also is like the timing isn't even right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, but they need to make moves next off. Like, they've already made the moves they're going to make. Like, what is he's not, there's no leverage here. I almost feel like he's trying to soften the blow for when he does leave.
like Aaron Judge did. Hey, Aaron, what do you say to the fans back there? Yeah, I don't even know if they're going to be my fans next year. So I don't know what I want to tell them at this point. He was terrible in the PR trail, too. Exactly. Maybe they should have moved on and had the judges' chambers there, left it all alone at this point. College football this weekend, though. Have you locked in? Like, what's the game? Oh, by the way, as I was just yelling that Miami's not on the board, they just actually popped up on FanDuel. No helmets next to them yet. They haven't even got that program that far down, but it is up now on the FanDuel spot.
All right, there you go. Big game. We'll break it down tonight. Game time decisions. I'm excited for that one, actually. But Bethune-Cookman, man, big game. So, look, as far as this weekend goes, it really is one of the most hideous slates you can find. I mean, not a ranked game on the board. In terms of a ranked team with a light spread, you've got Kansas State going to Missouri and Tennessee going to Florida. It's like, oh, look, South Carolina's playing a good team. They're laying 27.5, you know, because it's Georgia finally plays an SEC team. I said South Carolina. But you, like, Alabama, it's like, oh, we'll see if Alabama bounces back in South Florida. What the hell are they doing there? Like, since when does Bama go to South Florida? Like, oh, I can't wait to see how Texas does. But here's the thing with this DRS, and this is where, like, to me, like, betting is so wonderful. If you're just a pure college football fan, right, but all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I get to figure out how Nick Saban does in a bounce back spot. All right, this is tremendous here. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm so excited to see, like, that's probably the game, as crazy as it might sound, is what Alabama does here in this kind of bounce back statement spot now. Because now Saban's in run it up mode from here until the season's over.
I'll tell you what else is funny, too, because we had a college football section this morning. I think Ben, like, picked a couple of the games out, and we didn't get to the final game, but I was like, man, what is up with this card? Like, I was ready to, like, almost, like, bring it up as a joke. Like, Kansas State, Missouri was in. I was like, what are we even doing in this game? Like, this is one of the marquee games, like, of the week, so it's really ready for a little slander. I mean, there are storylines, but with so many college football teams, as I said it before, I would like to be commissioner of every single sport. You got to come together as universities and say, look, man, we got to make sure we have some marquee games every single week. It's just much, much better for the sport. And we'll see. This week's a lull. You'll start to pick them up next week. And as the season goes on, yes, we get some intriguing matchups. But it shouldn't be. Week zero, I'm actually okay with to a degree. Like, okay, we just want to see football. After that, it's going to be go time. Like, you should have, we got to be on this campus every week. And thank goodness Colorado's anything. Where would they be this week? LSU? Mississippi State?
That is the best thing to bring up, though, is like, what, like, the fact that, like, they're at Colorado State this week, it says a lot about Colorado, but does say a lot about the slate.
We're talking here.
Cut the music!
Yeah, we gotta go to break, I understand. The best hour of your day certainly underway. One more segment to go. Make sure you don't go anywhere. It's Donnie and Kevin. It's Moneyline on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, yeah. Thursday Night Football, it is on deck. One final segment here for Donnie and Kevin on Moneyline before he gets you guys coast to coast. We'll get you ready for the football game tonight and the rest of your Sports Grid evening, which does include GTD in the 7 o'clock hour with DRS in full Eagles regalia. I believe I'm going to be holding my Eagles Super Bowl trophy while I do the, you know, updates there and tell you what I like.
I was thinking about doing, you know, like you're allowed to do the shirt-jacket combo. Mm-hmm. And I want to pop on this AJ Brown jersey right here and throw a jacket over it and see
fits?
What's what.
What's it fit, Snug?
Which? Yeah, you know what's funny? I was going to say, what are you referencing? But the answer is yes to all of it. Like,
there you go.
Snug, man.
Now, hold on. Now, hear me out on this. Sunday football show. We go with the jackets, but we go Eagles jerseys underneath the jackets. I got to pop in the room, or you guys can't be going on the air with that stuff.
And be like, listen, I don't know what Kevin's wearing, man. Anyway, tell him to change. Good show. Be like, but wait, what about that? No. Get it off, Kevin. But Donnie looks great, we think.
Yeah, exactly. Host can't wear that stuff, Kevin. You know that. Guests can always wear that.
Lisi would love it, though. Lisi loves a good jersey.
Especially like an old school one. Like if we were like a Jaworski throwback, like he probably would lose his mind as opposed to like a Jalen Hurts one, just going old school one.
You two were the other day talking about some old football player. I don't know what was going on.
Got a little like Don Coryell. Perked his ears up right away. We had a good time with it, and you know, it's all you needed to get to at that point here. But it is what it is, and tonight, look, I think the Eagles win. I'm not comfortable with laying the 6.5, so I didn't take that on any side. Prop bets in. TJ Hockenson, I think, has a solid night. Same thing with Dallas Goedert. I do think, you know, DeAndre Swift is my go-to guy tonight. But maybe I'll add a couple more things tonight. But I think I'm lined up where I need to be. As long as we get some decent action from the Philadelphia Eagles offense, I think a lot of these tickets will cash for me tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited about the game. We got plenty of action. Might add some of the stuff that we talked about on this show. Make sure you tune in to Game Time Decisions. Donnie will be there by 7 o'clock, but I'll be there starting at 6.
Big game night, football Friday, and away you go into your weekend. But before, as we stated, keep it right here on the grid. It's JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. It's Moneyline. We'll see you tomorrow for a football Friday. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.